just after 6 o'clock, and you know what that means, folks. That means Mr. Matt, the producer, joins me now in studio. Yeah. First of all, what a great weekend that was for us, for We Ain't Petty. We want to thank everyone for coming out to Timothy's Pub to see us. Wow. You know, we've played that place a number of times, Matt. I don't recall a crowd like we had on Saturday.
You know what? I would love to get what they call a residency there. You know what I'm saying? Just a once a month we're in there, because that place just seems to respond to us well, as well as them and the Linsmore Pub on the Danforth. That place is, they're just always looking to have a good time. It reminds me of my days in college where it didn't matter who was playing in the college band or in the college pub. You just wanted to show up and get drunk and dance, man.
For the record, neither you nor I got drunk or danced on Saturday night. I danced a little bit.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And our producer, Jody Panu, was there.
Yes. Yes. And she also did not get drunk.
Oh, you know that?
Dance. So we are the life of the party.
You know that for a fact?
Well, then again, I can't see. Listen, my entire view from the stage happens to be, is yeah, your ass. So you got to tell me, you can be my eyes because I'm your ass.
Yes, this is true.
You get to be my eyes. Was Jody dancing?
I don't think she was. Neither was the head of our sales department, Praveen. He was there as well. I did not see him up dancing. But there were...
Executive producer Michelle, she was there. She also wasn't dancing.
What is going on? Why are these folks not dancing? Well,
I'll tell you, the general rule is when you're playing a wedding gig and no one's up on the floor dancing, that's the band's
fault. You suck.
Don't blame the machine, brother. Blame the operator.
Hey, I talked to Michelle Storino about this early on in the show because she went to see Captain Marvel and was standing in line to get in, blah, 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 got her tickets in advance. I know you don't get to a lot of movies, but is this something that it interests you?
What, the Captain Marvel film? You know what? No. And here's why. Because it's a Marvel film. I'll tell you why. For me, the apex of comic book movies happens to be The Dark Knight, directed by Christopher Nolan and featuring Heath Ledger as the Joker. That, to me, after I've seen that, it's like after you've smoked a Ramon Alanis Cuban cigar. Anything else that you touch after that is a bit of a downer. So every comic book movie I find these days has to do with crap blowing up and insane amounts of CGI, and the acting performances are kind of secondary. And if you want to watch a really good comic book movie, the apex of that genre of film happened to be The Dark Knight, directed by Christopher Nolan, featuring Heath Ledger, who is the only actor in a comic book film to ever have won an Academy Award for it.
I have nothing more to add to that because it was so well said, Matthew.
Hey,
while we were playing on Saturday night at Timothy's, what we missed was the Maple Leafs winning a big hockey game. Now, they almost blow this game.
Yeah, it got a little frightening. They were up. They were firmly in the driver's seat until about the last 2.5 minutes of the game. And I believe what happened, if you listen to Mike Babcock and if you listen to Gord Stellick, who did all the post-game stuff, I believe what happened is the Leafs are young and they thought, okay, we're up. We're up on this Edmonton team that just doesn't really look like they want to play with us. So let's pull our foot off the head of the snake. And unfortunately, what happened is the snake revived itself and they got 2 quick goals. When you've got a guy like Connor McDavid on the ice, who at any point can just become the most weaponized, violent, awful player to play against, you basically never take your foot off the head of the snake, and that's what ended up happening. But it was a good test for them. They're a young group, these Leafs, and it was a great test for them to be able to understand, you know, that game is not over until the horn sounds.
Why is it that this Edmonton team that has one of the best players in hockey right now isn't a better team? Are they that bad around him? Do they have not built anything around him to play with him?
Because that is the most inept run hockey organization in all of major sports. In fact, that is the most
inept
organization.
That's a pretty broad statement, man.
Yep. You know what? And you know what? Honestly, call in. That is the most inept run organization. Well, sorry. That's the second most inept run organization. The first would be the Ottawa Senators. And those two teams happen to be in Canada. It's disgusting that out of the 7 Canadian teams, 2 of them are the absolute most gong show run organizations of any of the major sports. Well, the Cleveland Browns are a close third. But other than that, man, Edmonton is just run terribly. They are a complete disaster.
All right, we got to take a break, get a little traffic in. When we return, we're going to talk about some really bizarre events going on in Blue Jays land, specifically involving some of their top prospects.